Welcome to the Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio. And now, here is your host, Dave Parker.
Hello, this is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio. Thank you for joining me for another special edition of Spirit of the Delaware Valley. And joining me in studio, I have two very special guests, Father Matt Guckin, pastor of Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish in Doylestown, and Lori Guest. Lori Guest is the Director of Parish Discipleship. And welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
All right.
Good to be back.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
And Lori, this is your first time?
My first time. It's a pleasure and a joy.
Okay. And hopefully this is the beginning of some good radio in the spiritual realm, you know, from a Catholic perspective.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yes.
And looking forward to talking about our upcoming parish mission at Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Yeah.
With yes.
Father Larry Richards.
Yes. And the dates are from October 9th through 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Father Larry Richards. Lori, tell us a little bit about yourself, your faith journey, and what you do at OLMC.
Sure, Dave, that would be my pleasure. Well, I am a mom, a grandmom, and I have been a teacher most of my life as an adult. And I retired a little bit early just to watch my grandsons. They needed help, and I was happy to be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I got out of the teaching game a little bit. And then they got older, as children often do, and they didn't need me any longer. Yes, right.
Sleep.
There they go.
Yes.
So I was wondering, like, what the Lord had in store for me next. Mm-hmm. And it led me to a position over at our school right next door to the rectory, and I taught seventh grade religion there for a year, and I was also serving as Father's administrative assistant, which meant that I was kind of in charge of his calendar, which sounds like a small detail, but it is not. For a parish as large as ours and a pastor as busy as ours, it was quite complicated and complex, and so while, this is kind of an interesting story, but while I was doing his calendar, I noticed, and I was entitled to look at some of his emails, and I noticed that they were going to be interviewing for this new position that they had created, and it sort of sparked something in my mind to think, well, gee whiz, that sounds like something I'd like to do. So I mentioned it to Father and to our business manager, and I think what they gave me was known as a pity interview. They kind of had to do it because they couldn't not do it. So I interviewed for it, and actually thankful to the Lord that it worked out that I got the job. So that was great. As the parish discipleship director, my job is to, as you would imagine, create and help strengthen the disciples of our parish. It's my desire to help people grow in their relationship with Jesus and to stay focused on that and to then in turn create more disciples. So there's sort of like a multiplication factor that you would put in there as well. So
excellent. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go back over to Father because, you know, usually we start with an opening prayer and we can put that in now if you would just do the St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit, Father.
Sure. That'd be great. I'm honored. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may be all holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen.
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 In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father Matt Guckin.
You're welcome.
And ladies and gentlemen, my guests are so vivacious and alive, personality-wise. I can just tell them there's this energy here in the studio. And, well, Lori, I want to come back to you.
Sure.
You basically tell us, you told us what you did and do as, you know, growing disciples. And then I had a thought, well, that's everyone in your parish.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that
at varying stages in their development in their
that's
life.
That's right, and I think you know we're starting out grassroots. You know, this was a new kind of endeavor for our parish, but certainly one that has been received very well. I'd like to see it, you know, get even better and bigger. But the programs that we have been really well attended and are quite life-changing for many people. I mean, I've just heard such good response, had great feedback from the people involved. Mm-hmm. And
well, about that, I mean, do you have assistance, you know, in your role as parish director of parish discipleship? I mean, do you have a team? I would think I do not.
I do not. It's kind of a one-man band right now.
Okay, awesome.
But the goal is to, you know, find through this experience, you know, as the seeds grow and are nourished, that others will step up and begin to get to that point.
Okay,
I think
excellent.
This has really been, you know, a learning year for us. So my hope is that, yeah, this will encourage other people to step out in faith and do kind of what I do.
Well, thank you, Lori.
Yeah.
So what programs have you offered in your role? Are you offering and will you be offering in the future?
Sure. Well, it started off with my great passion for the television series, The Chosen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of it or have seen any of it, but it really is such a life-changing program. It has meant the world to me in my own spiritual growth, and that just seemed to be something that I thought was a natural beginning point for us. So we have done season one and season two. We did that last year. We took a semester for season one, a semester for season two. And then what we do with that is it's not just a watch party where we're, you know, sitting there eating popcorn. It's a time of engagement for the people who attend. And there's often some discussion about topics that are mentioned on the show or played out in the show, which is drawn right from Scripture. It might not be something specifically dictated from the Scriptures, but it's certainly historically plausible and culturally, you know, accurate. So, you know, we're excited about that, and people are really into that
and
show.
Responding to it.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. And so season three is beginning in just about 3 weeks, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that for just parishioners, or is it open to others?
Actually, sometimes there's people from other faiths that come to it as well.
Nice.
But obviously, other people
and other parishes as well. I mean, absolutely, yeah.
So when does that kick off?
We usually I think it begins
approximately.
This, yeah, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I think it's September 21st is our first date. But we show that twice a week because we do one at in the evening, and then we show it also on Friday morning for those who can't come out at night. So that's often an older group who, you know, not really wanting to drive at night. So just a little bit more comfortable for them.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
And so that's The Chosen.
Yes.
What else?
We have some other things, too. Yeah. Monday mornings, we do our women's Bible study. And that's one of my favorite times of the week, where we just get together as women. Last year, we did a 22-week study, which took us all year, really. And we delved into the women of the Bible. The study that we did was called Discovering Your Dignity. And so we picked women from the Bible according to this study guide that we were using and saw how the problems and the situations that they were in, even though they were centuries apart from where we are now, they were so relatable and so much similar to what we're going through right now. So that's fantastic, and I love that. And this year, we're doing a shorter series in this fall. It's called Ordering Your Priorities, and it's talking about, you know, getting a life that you actually want to live, that you don't want to numb out on and just scroll through life, but just really ordering the things in your life so that you're enjoying the life that you've been given.
Now, is that for men and women?
That is just for women.
Just for women.
Women's Bible study.
Okay.
Yeah. I do have an adult Bible study that meets on Thursday nights, and that's for men and women. Because I started with just the women, and then the women who couldn't come during the day were like, mm-hmm. well, what about us? We want something too. We can mm-hmm. we work during the day. So last year we did something called Jesus, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, put out through Ascension Press. And then this year we have another one. It's about Mary, our Blessed Mother, and it's a biblical walk through the life events of Mary mm-hmm. Through the scriptures mm-hmm. and drawing closer to her and then eventually, obviously, to her son where she draws us. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to
that.
That
yeah. is beautiful.
Thanks.
And good response.
Yeah, really, okay. really surprising. I mean, I thought at first, you know, I don't come from a Catholic background. I come from a Protestant background. I've been 18 years into the church. And have seen the difference in, you know, styles of mm-hmm. worship and styles of relating. And what I wanted to bring to the Catholic Church was that idea. I know this is a very Protestant word, but that fellowship mm-hmm. That I so enjoyed growing up that way, mm-hmm. But bring it to Catholics in a way that was comfortable to them and mm-hmm. just easy. Mm-hmm. And I'm very surprised and delighted that they have responded so well to that. I mean, I'll get them up playing games and
sure.
you know, asking questions, and
yes.
they've got their hands raised, and they can't wait to answer. So yeah. it's not like pulling teeth like I had anticipated it would be.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's great.
So that kind of dovetails in my mind, because I was a Protestant, I was
okay.
a Lutheran. And the word fellowship, but look where the Catholic Church is going now. Relational
Yeah.
relationship with the Lord
yes.
and kind of developing not a modicum, hopefully not just a modicum of mm-hmm. fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we're bringing that back in. The Catholic Church has seen from my perspective, the need for that.
Yeah.
You know,
one of the reasons I think, Dave, that has turned out that way, that is clearly not the mind of Jesus mm-hmm. speaking. However, I do think it had become that way, and one of the reasons for that is you've had so many, it's been privatized. The faith of people in mm-hmm. the Catholic Church has been privatized, and we just keep, like, splintering our community by doing things like offering so many masses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always amazed when, after Mass, I'm speaking with people, and I'll say, "Hey, Lori, do you know who Helene is?" And they're saying, "No, we've never met before." And it's like, yeah,
turns out we live down the street from each mm-hmm. other.
Yeah,
you
so
know.
Just trying to build communion mm-hmm. or fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been our own worst enemy. We've undermined mm-hmm. our own cause by just simply saying, "Yeah, let's have." I remember not too long ago, about 15 years ago, there was a parish in Southern Chester County that offered, and I'm not making this up, 8 Christmas Eve mm. service masses.
Wow.
And one on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Like, you're undermining what you're trying to promote here.
And
so I think we have to be more strategic
yes.
in our approach.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
To it, but yeah. you were going to say something.
No, like I said it, and it's what we're trying to celebrate.
Yeah,
together.
Like,
yeah.
That we're together, because as secularism spreads and their evangelists, mm-hmm. You know, promote secularism more and more, the net effect of that is like an atomization of Christians. Well, we need to bring people together so that people know they're not alone.
Yeah.
Well said, Father and Lori. Needing to move on, so what will you be offering in the near future in terms of a program that we're here to talk about?
Well, we're always doing things. Lori, mm-hmm. under Lori's leadership, we're always trying to think in terms of what can we do to bring people together. And so on October 3rd, for example, we have a Red Mass, which is being offered for all of those who work in the administration of justice, in the legal system,
mm-hmm.
trying to bring people together with that, as you know, mm-hmm. what we're here to talk about today, a parish mission. Like, so we try to make sure that whatever it is we're offering mm-hmm. is worthy of our time to gather. And so Father Larry Richards, mm-hmm. I was talking with a priest friend of mine, Father Chris Walsh, and when I told him that Father Larry was coming to OLM, to Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Doylestown, Father said, you know, when you consider all of the priests who are doing these parish missions across the country, mm-hmm. he said, he's probably the best. Mm-hmm. So yes. we're offering something that's, you know, mm-hmm. which is awesome.
The creme de la creme.
The creme de la creme. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, so we're giving people a good reason mm-hmm. to gather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Leads me to my next question for Lori. How were you able to obtain the presence of Father Larry Richards? I understand that because of his notoriety and the demand for him, he might be tough to book.
Yeah, it really, well, I'm just going to give all the credit to the Holy Spirit, because this was something that was very new to me, and it was something that was one of the first things I did and started out with last summer, early June. Our business manager at the time, he's now our general manager, Lyle Benner, gave me some information about Father Larry and said this might be something you'd mm-hmm. be interested in researching. So I did a little research on him. He sent me a link to listen to one of his talks called The Truth, and I was really hooked. I thought, mm-hmm. this sounds great. Let's mm-hmm. give it a shot. And I thought, there's yeah. no way this is going to happen. And so that was last June of 2022. Mm. And seemed that when we were, you know, I didn't want to tackle something that new into this position that early, but I thought, well, let's try for next year, and he was available, and it was just kind of like, whoa, you know, mm-hmm. like kind of like, now what am I do? Yeah. You know, like, it's kind of crazy, but Father Larry has a very successful mission organization that he runs, and he has finely tuned this instrument and mm-hmm. knows exactly what mm-hmm. he needs to do to make it successful. And so in a sense, for somebody like me who's very organized, I'm following this easily, his mm-hmm. his list of directions and suggestions, and I might not even use the word suggestion. It's more like I don't want to say demand, but like, you know, this is how it's done, you know, mm-hmm. his instructions.
Yes.
So that I've had a lot of help with that. We've got a parish mission preparation team that covers mm-hmm. a gamut of, there's a lot of moving parts mm-hmm. to it.
Well, that kind of leads me to the next question. Well, what can we expect each night at that mission in those moving parts?
Yeah.
How are they coalescing?
Yeah. Well, the first night, Father will talk to us on the importance of prayer and how to respond to God's love for us. And so there will be an opportunity for each parishioner to have a little packet that we've got helpers busily working in the rectory, creating these little packets of five pieces of paper and pencils, and they're all packeted together. So for prayer requests and things like that. So that took a team getting that stuff together. The second night is actually going to be a mass where we're focusing on love for others, especially our families. And so with a mass, there's a whole different set of things that we need to adhere to and people that we need to help celebrate that. On the third night, there's going to be an intense talk on the passion of Jesus Christ and mm-hmm. our need for reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And there will be an opportunity for parishioners to receive reconciliation with many other, I think we have 10 mm-hmm. priests mm-hmm. Joining us. So that's,
nice.
a lot of moving parts there. Mm-hmm. Each night that Father Larry's with us, we need to have dinner and accommodation. So there's that. Mm-hmm. Our Knights of Columbus are taking care of the parking. We have a safety team that is going to be on hand to make sure that everyone's kept in tip-top shape. We've got a team that is working on the publication of all Father Larry's materials that he has for sale and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we've even got our youth ministry involved. And then, of course, there's our Director of Parish Engagement, Mary Eileen Baltus, who is superior in the field of getting the word out and, mm-hmm. and just producing, you know, all of the advance work of getting this done. And finally, on that last night, there's going to be a focus on Eucharistic adoration, and there will be a healing service and an opportunity for people to receive healing. Mm-hmm. It's not the sacrament of the sick, but it is an opportunity for
yes.
people to be
prayed
for and healed. Yeah.
Dave, I have a question for you.
Yes, Father Matt.
What you've had Father Larry on your program.
Well, he's a mainstay on EWTN writ large at the national level. And I have not had him on Spirit of the Delaware Valley, but a long time ago when I was dipping my toe in the water of interviews, he was one of my first interviewees.
Wow.
That's why I remember that.
Yeah, because, well, I'm from Erie, and I make annual visits up there to family and friends, and I was aware of him. St. Joseph's, Bread of Life Parish. Mm-hmm. And it's dubbed as inner city Erie. And so I went, and I introduced myself. He was on with Gary and I, Spirit of the Morning, I think, once
that's
or twice.
What, that's
yeah,
what I heard,
and that was like from 2016 to 2018. So.
Okay.
And maybe Barbara Schinkel, and her, well, she's another local person who, you know, does a show, Walking in Faith. She may have had him on. But yes, he's known to us.
Yeah.
Let me move on to. What goes into an undertaking like this? You kind of describe that, all the moving parts that are coming together.
Yeah.
The last question I would have for you, Lori, because I need to move on to Father Matt. Mm-hmm. What's involved in hosting a parish mission?
Well, there is a lot of advertising that goes into it. We want to make sure that it's well attended and that it's, you know, we'd love to see, you know, 700-800 people there a night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being prepared for that in terms of all the supplies that we need, the parking and everything. We want to make sure that it's broadcast throughout. I think we have 12 parishes in our general vicinity that we have been, the word's been put out in their bulletins and on Flocknote and other avenues. That's really Mary Eileen's baby. I give it to her, and I thank God that I have her because she is so good at what she does.
Yes.
But that team, that mission preparation team, is an invaluable resource to me because it really allows me to just kind of keep all of the moving parts in the cogs in the wheel just rotating and moving around and going smoothly. So,
well, thank you, Lori Guest.
My pleasure.
My very special guest,
along with
Father Matt, who is always a welcome guest, and so is Lori.
Thanks,
well, Father Matt, let me pivot over to you. What's a parish mission, and why is it so important for the parish family of Our Lady of Mount Carmel?
I think perhaps the best way to describe a parish mission would be it's an opportunity for our parish family to grow spiritually and to experience the love of Jesus Christ in our midst. As Lori just mentioned, the Sacrament of Reconciliation will be available on Wednesday night, and that becomes an important part of the parish mission. That's why it's on the third night as we grow to sort of a climax there. It's a great opportunity to unburden ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 4 days, so I like to think of it as a retreat, right? And that word is, which comes from the Catholic tradition, retreat. Now, businesses use it all the time, but hints at warfare, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where we get the idea from, that you know, we're always being attacked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Spiritually, physically, emotionally, psychologically. And there is a time during war to retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There was a great article I read a number of years ago in Newsweek magazine, which I used to subscribe to, but they had an economist, I can't think of his name now, Robert Samuelson.
Oh, yes, very famous.
Yeah, he is. He was a regular contributor to Newsweek.
Mm-hmm.
But the title of his article, and by the way, economics is really important for us to understand because it explains human nature.
Mm-hmm.
But his... if I could go back to college, that's what I would want to study.
Okay.
But the title was The Sad State of the Comma. And he talked about with digital media that nobody uses commas anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he saw that as a metaphor for life. Like, you know, like nobody's pausing to reflect.
Sure. Yes.
And so, and think of what a comma does. It gives us an opportunity
to
reflect and to anticipate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? What's to come. That's so, it's maybe more than anything, our parish mission will be an opportunity to insert a spiritual comma.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
In our lives.
Yeah. Yes. Very well said.
Thank you. Thank you.
Father.
So I think that's what it's going to be. I think Lori sort of laid out what each night is going to look like, but it's an opportunity for us to think. I mean, if you go back to Socrates 500 years before Christ was born, he wrote that said that the unexamined life is not worth living.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so this is an opportunity for people, and quite frankly, people of all faiths, to come and just call a time out, insert a comma, think about life, think about how much we're loved by God, and then sort of get our batteries recharged.
Wonderful, Father Matt. So how is this parish mission different from, say, the novena to Our Lady of Mount Carmel? Briefly, if you can reflect on that.
Well, a novena is very highly ritualistic. Mm-hmm. That is, this is what we do every night. It's the same thing in the same way with a slightly different twist. This will be four distinct evenings. So the other thing, too, a novena may have a particular intention that we all have in our own hearts. But if you go back to, I know you were there at the novena that we had in July, we prayed for parents who have lost children. Like, it was very intentional in that sense.
Yes, yes.
This is broader.
Okay. Well, thank you, Father Matt.
You're welcome.
And my final question of you, Father Matt, and or Lori, do you have plans for other parish missions in the future? Which, I wouldn't say, duh, I'm sure you do.
specific?
That was a softball.
Not yet, but I think in the broad sense, I'd love to continue this.
Well, I think, first of all, we're always on mission.
Yes.
Right? If you think of the final words of Mass in Latin, it's, Ita Missa Est.
I was just going to say that, but I didn't. You did.
Okay. But I think, you know, and Missa, Mass, means mission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so come and see, go and tell. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the point of it.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think you want to overdo a parish mission because, number one, there are a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Number two, it takes time for the graces to percolate a little bit. Having said that, you know, I would like to do one, say, every other year, maybe every 3 years. But the next one up is Father Chris Walsh. He's already agreed to that.
Yay.
And so
when is that?
Well,
tentatively?
I would say
October of 2025, let's say.
Something like that. Yeah, 25 or 26.
Thank you, Father Chris Walsh. I mean, I've had him on as a guest in the past.
Yeah?
Really? Telephonically.
Did he speak in complete sentences?
I have to go back and listen.
These two
I think
like
he did.
Heckle
I think he had
Jekyll.
Two.
You probably had
sorry, Father Chris.
You had to edit the heck out of that, right? Thank God it was on radio, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but so that's what I'm looking to do for the future.
Okay. Chris. Well, Father Matt and Lori, in the last couple minutes that we have, Father Matt, you said you wanted to close us with a prayer?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So one of the things that Father Larry asked us to do is to put together a parish mission prayer. And these prayers, this prayer that I'm about to pray, will be available to people who come to the mission. And I think it's a prayer which sort of captures the spirit of the mission, the purpose of the mission. So let's just bow our heads in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, God of love and mercy, you have surrendered everything for love of us. May we now surrender everything for love of you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, so we may seek your will, not ours. Quiet our minds and hearts, so that we may be open to the gift of your truth. Grant that the Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish Mission may be a time of growth for the young and refreshment for the old, a time of renewal for families and healing for the brokenhearted, a time of joy for the sorrowful and challenge for the complacent, a time of mercy for sinners, strength for the holy, and homecoming for all who have strayed. May our parish mission be a time of grace for everyone. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Our Lady of Mount Carmel,
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Father Matt Guckin and Lori Guest, for being my special guests on Spirit of the Delaware Valley. And I want to invite you, ladies and gentlemen, our Holy Spirit Radio family of listeners, to tune in and join in. And hope maybe you can make it up to Our Lady of Mount Carmel on the dates October 9th through 12th. Yeah. For this wonderful parish mission with Father Larry Richards. This is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio, bidding you a good day and talk to you soon. God bless.